This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a What Happens Now story to be done on tax policy, but since this is only a half-an-hour program, we're going to do it in bite-sized chunks. Corporate taxes today. The president-elect has called for American companies to pay lower taxes, but as Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports, with tax policy, the fine print is everything.
Laying out a stance on corporate tax reform is not like a multiple choice question. It's more of an essay question because every proposal has to detail how to deal with small businesses, corporations moving overseas, interest deductions, shareholders, pass-through businesses. The list goes on. Luckily, tax policy people love details.
I could go on for hours if you talk about all the weird things in the tax code.
This is Len Berman from the Tax Policy Center.
There's actually a chicken tax credit.
Yep, a tax credit for farmers who produce energy by burning chicken excrement. So comprehensive reform means dealing with the chicken droppings lobby, among many other special interests. But there are also competing views about the very purpose of reform.
If you had an MRI attached to people's brains, you could identify the Republicans because it would light up when you said economic growth or efficiency.
Whereas for Democrats, he says,
it would light up when you say fairness.
Republican proposals, including Donald Trump's, have focused on cutting taxes and incentivizing investment in the U.S. Alan Bayard with the American Enterprise Institute shares a concern a lot of conservatives have.
The current corporate income tax rate is higher in the United States than in any developed country.
And so he proposes taxing shareholders instead of corporations. By doing that, he says,
we can base the tax on where the shareholder lives, not on where the corporation invests, or where the corporation books its profits, or where the corporation is chartered.
And that would take away the incentive for inversions where corporations base themselves overseas to avoid higher U.S. taxes. But others want something more like a consumption tax, which is based on where products are used rather than where profits are logged. Alan Auerbach, an economics professor at UC Berkeley, has a detailed proposal for something like that, which he says fixes the inversion problem without cutting into revenue.
It helps us protect the corporate tax base and sort of check out of the race to the bottom.
And Lily Batchelder, a law professor at New York University, says the left is concerned about that race to the bottom, the idea of just cutting taxes without fixing structural problems.
Democrats tend to think that business tax reform should raise revenue.
And some Democratic proposals are about cranking taxes up on overseas operations, while others focus more narrowly on closing loopholes that advantage large corporations or simplifying the code for small businesses. But during the campaign, we saw these ideas mostly in broad strokes. Donald Trump talked about cutting business tax rates to 15% and eliminating some loopholes, but hasn't really answered the full essay question, as it were. I asked Batchelder whether there's anything people might easily agree on.
I would say a small business simplification is always popular.
But even simplification is never that simple. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.